And welcome back to Front and Center. Dan Lavalla with you as we salute a couple of the honorees, the 40 under 40 honorees. This annual list put together by the Hartford Business Journal, they'll be honoring the 40 recipients at an event at the Connecticut Convention Center on September the 14th. We talked with Laura just a moment ago, and now we're going to chat with Joel Kalinowski, who works for Blatant Expressions. And Joel, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you very much for having me.
By the way, congratulations on being an honoree.
Thank you. I'm really quite happy about it.
Now, from what I read, you're an e-commerce and marketing strategist. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. But that's really just a fancy way of saying I, you know, help businesses create and execute plans that make them money.
So give us an illustration of one of the plans you might have designed in order to help a business make money.
Sure. So I guess maybe a scenario is, a business sells products online and just isn't seeing kind of the traction that they want to. They're not getting as many sales, or people come into their website and they're not actually buying. So it's, you know, two different areas there, but maybe one is building out some online marketing programs that drive additional people to their website for their product. And, you know, on the second side, it can be something where it says, hey, we do a full analysis of the website and say, here are, you know, the top 10 things that need to change in order to help convert those people and drive those product sales. So it's kind of a simplified version of some of the things that I do for different clients.
Without betraying any trade secrets, what's one way to generate more website traffic?
Well, I would say that the most prevalent thing right now is making sure that the site is equally accessible and usable from a mobile device. That actually seems to be something that you would think is commonplace, but many, many businesses are still struggling to get the same level of functionality on a mobile device. So if I had to pick something, I'd say that is usually the first thing that I look for and the first thing that I push for if it's not already happening.
So in other words, what you want in the jargon of the technology is a responsive website that is able to do the job on a desktop, on a laptop, on a mobile device, on a tablet, right?
That is absolutely correct, yes. We are looking for, you know, customers to be able to access the site and purchase and go through the same process that they do on a desktop that they can on a mobile device.
Is the world of e-commerce growing?
Yeah, it's always growing. It's one of those things that really, you know, grows along with retail. I think probably the major difference, and if you were asking that question a decade ago, is now there's just so many more businesses that are starting as e-com only businesses, whereas before e-com was really an accompaniment to physical retail.
Can an individual make a living at e-com?
Yes, they can, and I think a lot of people do. One great example is just the sale from Dollar Shave Club that just happened. I mean, that started as an e-com only business, and they just sold for like $1 billion. So, yes, I don't think everyone's making $1 billion, but people can definitely make a living off of e-com.
Isn't that an unbelievable story, though, about the Dollar Shave Club? What was it? Two guys were just bantering around this idea over beers or whatever, and the next thing you know, they developed the Dollar Shave Club, and you're right. It sold for about $1 billion, I think, a week ago it sold, right?
Right, and, you know, what's amazing there is obviously the billion-dollar price tag is great, right? But, you know, the e-com really just enabled them to fix a problem that was happening in the market. And e-com is a way to do that in a faster, more efficient way. And it's really interesting because they just came out and said, hey, you know, guys are tired of overpaying for razors. They're tired of having to replace them, having to run out to the store to replace them and do all these things. And they identified all these pain points for their consumer. And they went out there and said, we're going to fix this. And they just really exploded on it because guys, including myself, just ate that up. And they said, wow, it's cheaper, it's easier. And I feel like I'm winning in that situation. All customers like to win.
Now, can you run an e-com business solely from your computer, or does there have to be some kind of infrastructure involved, particularly in delivering the product you're selling?
Sure. So that's a hard question to answer because there's a lot of different scenarios that you could do. I guess the short answer is if you run a business that doesn't require inventory, then you wouldn't need a physical location. If you do have inventory, there's a lot of different options available to you. You could, you know, house that inventory yourself, which of course has a cost unless you're doing it in your kitchen like I do. And, you have, you know, the option to partner with somebody to store it at their warehouse. And you can even go through a fulfillment service. Even Amazon has their own fulfillment service where you, you know, house the product on there and the orders are processed and shipped directly through there. So there's a lot of options that are growing for that individual or small business that may not have physical space.
Look into your crystal ball, let's say 5 years. Can e-commerce and the brick and mortar stores coexist?
Absolutely. I don't, you know, despite my admiration for Amazon and all of the things that it can accomplish, I don't think that you're going to see brick and mortar go away anytime soon. I mean, for me, it's the immediacy. Like when I go to the Apple store, it's not because I can't get an amazing experience on Apple.com. It's because I want to pick up my shiny new laptop that day and I want to, you know, I want to feel it. I want to touch it. I want to, you know, play with it before I pick it out. And I don't think that's changing. I think that was the main concern of brick and mortar from the dawn of e-commerce was that it was going to take over. And the truth is that it is a significant portion of overall retail business, but it is not absorbing any physical retail model that wasn't already on its way out. I mean, if you think about like a Blockbuster versus a Netflix thing, like that was happening because of a shift in the customer dynamics rather than a shift in wanting things to be online versus in person.
Will drones change the e-commerce landscape?
I can't say I have any expertise in drones. I'm definitely interested to see what happens with it. But given our inability to employ some of even more basic technology like smartwatches, I don't know if I have a lot of confidence in drones in the immediate future. Although long term, probably yes.
I see, by the way, smartwatch sales dropped quite a bit in the last quarter. I don't know if you saw that, but it's interesting.
I didn't see that. It doesn't necessarily surprise me and I think Apple sees this a lot, or I guess most companies see this a lot, where they come out with something shiny and new and all the techies want it, so they are willing to drop, $500 or $600 for it, and then they do. And, you know, from what I've heard from people who wear the Apple Watch is it's nice, but it doesn't do anything fantastic that makes you really want to wear it all the time, you know?
Yeah. You worked at the Connecticut Lottery Corporation, right?
I used to, yes.
What do you remember about that experience?
It was an interesting experience. It was my first foray into anything state public administration wise. It was recent. I think the thing I remember most is there are some really, dedicated people that work there. People come in and they, tend to work the bulk of their career in either in the state at large or in one organization. So it's a really interesting dynamic because I came from I came from Edible Arrangements International, which is a online retail and in-store retail business. So total change. That's what I remember.
I think I was reading, Joel, and we're talking with Joel Kalinowski here on Front and Center, where you'd like to make downtown Hartford and Connecticut economically strong. Do your part. What would you do? What can be done?
I'm actually in this entrepreneurs group that runs through Meetup at the moment. And it's really working to pull all of these entrepreneurs together to have better opportunities to work together and meet each other and really build that kind of community in Connecticut in the same way that other states have seen. And really, I think that's my focus in the coming months. And is our goal to have other people's focus be a really growing small businesses and entrepreneurship.
Can it happen?
I think it can happen. I think there's a lot of things that need to work to make that happen. But yes, I think it can happen.
If someone wanted to go into e-commerce, let's say they want to start an e-commerce website, what advice would you give them?
What advice would I give them? Oh, I guess it would depend on what kind of business they were going into. But in general, I'd say bring your game. You know, it's a constantly shifting business. It's 24 hours. It's fast paced. And regardless of if you're selling, trinkets or smartwatches, like, you got to be on your game all the time or someone else is going to swoop in and take your business.
Joel, great job. Again, congratulations on being a 40 under 40 honoree.
Thank you so much. Pleasure speaking to you.
Take care.